The Crimson King by Graham McNeil. Read by Jonathan Keeble. One evening, an outcast Gothi arrived at the eight of the Ascomani. The arrival of a raven seer was a sign of coming bad stars, but the chief knew better than to turn him away. He brought him to his hearth fire and broke marrow with him, and in return, the Gothi told the eight chief of a battle fought within the heart of every warrior of the Iceborn. He said, "Listen well, Lord of the Eight. This battle is fought between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, lies, false pride, and ego. The other is good. It is joy, love, hope, serenity, humility, benevolence, empathy, truth, compassion, and faith." The Ascomani chief thought on this for a full passage of the moon, and when the shadows fled and the sun turned the pack ice to glass, he asked, "Which wolf wins?" The Gothi simply replied, "The one you feed." From Ahmad Ibn Rustah's The Uplander's Tale, unpublished. Time has run out. Night falls on the Imperium, but this new night will not be an age of darkness. It will be one of pitiless illumination, blazing with the pyres of mankind's doom. Such fearful radiance makes two warring shadows in every soul. The darkness of the tyrant wrestles the light of the liberator, and by such struggles are the true measure of heroes reckoned. What of myself? Am I good? I believe I am. But how much stock can I put in belief? Between Malkador's questions and Dawn's demands, I walk the shores of the subterranean lake beyond this villa, a structure clearly intended for a being of my scale, and see my reflection in its dark waters. But is the copper-skinned visage looking back truly me? This question has occupied a great deal of my time since the breaking open of the golden doors and my attempts to undo the damage I caused. It is an aspect of me, of Magnus. This at least seems certain. A good aspect, I like to think, perhaps the best. The face that meets my gaze is one that knows just the right measure of pride, nobility, and intelligence. It is a soul tempered with the understanding that there is always more to learn, always someone cleverer. I have come to realize it is but one of many aspects of Magnus the Red. Like a statue cast upon the ground, my subtle body was broken into shards by the Wolf King and scattered on the tides of the great ocean. Do the other fragments of the Crimson King think of themselves as I do? Are they even aware of the existence of others? Or do they fancy themselves alone? And, by such force of narrative gravity, does each believe itself to be preeminent? Perhaps. But surely all must concede that he who dwells atop the Cyclopean Tower on that unnameable world within the Empyrean is the whole from which we were split. Lofty questions with no easy answers. But I have little else to occupy my mind as I sit alone on this frigid lakeshore and contemplate the path that has led me to this point. Such introspection always leads me back to Horus. Though my brother has become something monstrous and utterly inhuman, I long for a sight of him. I long for the stars overhead, instead of kilometers-thick layers of bioluminescent rock. I long for the comforting reality of an age when the universe made sense. But as it becomes ever more difficult to separate reality from fantasy, I grow less sure every day there is even a difference. We perceive reality through a veil. We imagine we enforce rigorous standards upon our beliefs, telling ourselves to accept only what we have proven beyond doubt. This is willful self-deceit. The wider our view of the universe becomes, the more our beliefs must come to us second hand. Our reliance on higher authorities forms almost every aspect of our worldview. I belabor this point to ensure there is no misunderstanding as to why we of the Thousand Suns believed we knew the truth of reality. We believed it because the Emperor told us it was true. How naive that now seems. It is easy to see why we believed him. My father wrought life from lifelessness, something from nothing. He willed the illusion of sentience to coalesce around implied centers of cognition that did not exist until he declared it so. A magnificent achievement, unheralded in all the annals of human endeavor. But magnificence alone does not make one infallible. Even memory, that most unreliable of narrators, is based on shared recollections. Actual truth is secondary to agreed truth. I say these things so that when accounts are prepared that tell of this great conflict, you will know to armor your credulity with the notion that not all truths are created equal. But one truth I have found to be incontrovertible is this. Old friends make the worst enemies.